guys, it's Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the podcast! Many of us have seen this scene from SpongeBob. What's funnier than 24? 25. So let's talk about my quarter life crisis, because today, when the podcast episode goes out, it is actually my birthday. And I keep calling it my quarter life crisis, which all my friends and family members think is really funny, but it's true, which isn't really true. But we're going to talk about it, because if you think about it, a quarter life crisis, 25 is half of 100. And that's just saying that I would make it to 100. But like, how many people, not to get morbid, do you actually know that make it to 100 years old? So this is really my quarter life crisis. And I decided to Google this to see what exactly is a quarter life crisis. And according to Google, a quarter life crisis is, and I quote, refers to anxiety and self-doubt that some young adults experience during their mid to late 20s and early 30s. I don't know why, but like when I imagined my quarter life crisis, I just expected just to be 25, like just that year. I did not expect it to go all the way up to 30s. This is a lot. Now I'm like really questioning my life existence. But what's something that you typically do during a crisis? You eat ice cream. So I think that's what I'm gonna do with my friends today. Well, like not today because it's a Monday and like people work. But not when I record this. This is like the weird thing to me. Actually, I'm gonna be honest. Right now I'm recording this on April 23rd. I'll probably be editing this some point next week. So right now I am still 24. So it hasn't really hit me that I'm about to be 25. It's also like crazy. But also, is this, you all have to let me know. But like by the time this comes out, I probably would have already done it or made it or maybe not. But I was thinking for my birthday, I'm gonna take my girlies and we're gonna go eat ice cream. Because that's what you do during a crisis. But then I was thinking, do I make a t-shirt that says quarter life crisis with the number 25 on it? Because I think that'd be so funny. Like the way I want to make this my whole personality trait this whole entire year, I feel like everybody's going to get sick of me. I don't feel this old. You know, mentally, physically, that's a different story. We can talk about them in. But like mentally, I don't feel 25. Like sometimes, like prime example, one of my friends is like married and has a baby. And like when she told us she was having a baby, my first initial reaction was like, oh my God, how are you gonna tell your mom? You know, that was like my first reaction. And she was like, oh, we've been trying for a while. And I'm like, trying? Like, it's just crazy. It blows my mind because I'm at this weird age where like, there's still people who are in school. There's people who are working their dream fields. There's still people acting like high schoolers. There's people getting married. There's people having babies. It's just like a weird concept for my head to wrap around because here I am at a quarter life crisis, sitting in my closet, talking to myself and putting it on the internet for strangers. Clearly, maybe this is a little biased. I think I'm having a little more fun in life. You know, I don't have to worry about keeping another human alive. I just have to worry about keeping my dog alive. And, you know, I think I'm doing a pretty okay job with that because her birthday's coming up too. Oh my gosh, she's gonna be 6 this year. And that's so sad. You can see it on her face. She's turning gray. But what's crazy to me is the older generation is so different. Like, I think about that quite a bit of time because, like, at this age, my mom had a whole house, she was married, and she had a baby. I can't even go to like the store by myself, okay? I'm like barely pumping gas alone in my car. Like to make a doctor's appointment, I literally use an app so I don't have to talk to people. I sit in my closet and I talk to strangers. I can't even afford to move out, so I don't even think about it. Sometimes I think about a cardboard box. I'm like, oh, how would I decorate my cardboard box house? But like a whole house? That's not realistic. It's just crazy how times change like that. But also like some parts of like the state are still like that. Like down south, it is so common to get married young and have kids young. And I'm just like, how? How do you manage that? And like sometimes I think about it because like they say your frontal lobe. Editing Meg, come in for what I'm thinking of. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg. So the part of the brain that develops at 25 is called the prefrontal cortex. And when I was looking this up, I found this following fact, and I quote, "The prefrontal cortex of the frontal lobe is what helps us to process the pros and cons of a decision before it's made," end quote. Now I'm really questioning the way society works and my whole life, because this part of my brain helps me with decision making. Like, why am I allowed to make such big decisions before 25? This is crazy to me. But yeah, that part of your brain doesn't fully develop to 25. So when people are out here having babies and like getting married before that, I'm like, how are you doing that if your brain's not even fully developed? Like, it blows my mind. Also, like, do you think my brain's gonna change that much like when it fully develops? Like, what if I develop a whole different personality? I doubt it. But it's also crazy to me that like my two friend groups, and one of them, I'm the baby. So, like, they're all already 25, 26. I'm the last to turn 25. And then the other one, I'm the oldest. So, it's like, I'm ahead of them. Even though I'm, like, 25, there's still a lot that I can't legally do. Like, I can't rent a car. And that blows my mind. Like, how can I buy scratch tickets, like, play the lottery? I can, if I wanted to, buy a gun. I could get a license. I could buy a house. I can literally legally have kids and get married, but I can't rent a car. Like, may that make sense? I could go buy alcohol at the store if I wanted to, but I can't rent a car. I don't understand the process of that. Like, it's really, that's the one thing that blows my mind. Maybe when my brain fully develops, it'll make sense, but right now, it doesn't make sense to me. So if I'm reading this right, they might have changed it and you can rent a car from age 17 to 21, but under 25 might be charged with a young driver fee, but each state is different. So I don't know where I heard you need to be 27 to rent a car, but I'm not the only one. Like, everybody else that I know was like, yeah, you can rent a car at 27. I'm confused now. Oh, I just realized I never finished my statement from before. See, maybe when my brain fully gets developed, we'll not have editing might come in a lot and we'll actually have a coherent podcast. But I always said before how, like, I don't feel old mentally. Like, mentally, I still feel like a high schooler. That's how we got there. Oh my God, full circle moment. There, that's how we circled everything. When I was like, oh my God, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna tell your mom? Like, mentally, I, like, don't feel old enough. Like, mentally, I hear somebody that's, like, getting married and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, how? But, like, physically, let me tell you, physically. I remember when I think I was, like, turning 21, my sister and her friend were like, oh, it goes downhill from here. And I was like, what do they mean? What are they talking about? No, when I tell you, sometimes I wake up in the morning with pain. I'm like, I slept wrong. I'm at the age where, like, I sleep wrong. I can't move for hours. It's crazy. I hate it. I, like, move a certain way. Something pops. I'm like, ooh, my body snap crackles pops more than a box of Rice Krispies. Like, it is actually insane. But it's also, like, cool to, like, think back on life, think back on 25 years. I feel like I've accomplished quite a lot, but at the same time, I've also accomplished nothing. You know, it's a very weird thing, especially with society and, like, social media. You're always comparing yourself to other people. Like, I know I keep mentioning, like, people my age are married and have kids, are in school and have all these different degrees. Like, they just have their masters, their doctorates, their bachelors. I'm over here. I'm like, yeah, I have a music degree. I used to sit in my closet and talk to myself. Like, I have a podcast. I have a dog. It's just crazy to me how, like, we're all trying to figure out this thing with life, because I know I've said this before in podcasts, but there is no rule book. There's no guidelines. There's no how-to. There's no life for dummies. There is an adult for dummies. My sister got me that and I still haven't read it. Sorry. But you know what I mean? Like, there's no rules on how to live your life or what to do or what to expect. And that's, like, kind of the beauty of it, but also, like, the stress of it. Because, like, you can do whatever you want. You can make a difference. You cannot make a difference. Like, there's so many things you can and can't do. There's just, like, so many things in life. Like, there's so many possibilities. It's really endless. And, like, you never know how much time you have on this planet, not to get morbid or sad. But I am having a quarter life crisis, so I figured this would go along with it. But you don't know how much time you have on this planet. You don't know when your last day is going to be. So it's like you always want to live your life positively and in a good way. No, you want to have fun. You don't want to live with regrets. And I feel like that's something we all, like, kind of forget about, and that we all get stuck in the motion of life, in the motion of waking up, going to work, getting this done, getting this. We're in such a go, 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 go society and time that we forget to sit back and enjoy life and appreciate the small moments and make memories and make a good life for ourselves. And I feel like that's something I really want to focus on this year, turning 25, is I really want to start living life, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like that's stupid to say, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be so caught up on, oh, this is that, I need to do this. This is, like, I want to be able to rest. I want to be able to make memories. I want to say, hey, you girlies want to go on a little vacay? Let's go. Like, screw it. I want to just live in the moment and have all these fun experiences and these memories, because life is short and we only get one chance at this. And maybe this is the quarter life crisis in me talking. Maybe it's something else, but life can be so beautiful. Life is something I feel like we all take for granted and we don't realize how lucky we are to have it and live it and appreciate it. And I feel like we need to start living our lives for us and for the moments and for our friends and our families and those who love us and just have fun with it. And I feel like that's what I want to focus on in my quarter life crisis, which apparently is not just 1 year. I don't know why I thought it would be, like, just from 25 and the minute I turned 26. It's like, heh, game over. Now you have to pay for life insurance too. No, apparently this goes on into, like, your mid-30s. Oh my gosh, which is disgusting to think about. In 5 years, I'm going to be 30. Ugh. That's so bad. Ew. Like, That's no offense if you're in your 30s and you're listening to my podcast, but like, what? I still forget that I'm this age. Like, sometimes people are like, how old are you? I'm like 17. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm not that young. Or sometimes I say 21. I don't know why. Or like 22. I never say my age. It's not like intentional. I just like generally forget. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm only like 22. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm 25 now, which is crazy. Well, like not now, because like when I'm recording this, I'm still 24. Not that old yet. So the next time your birthday rolls around, be grateful for it. Make your little birthday wishes. And don't forget to live life to the fullest. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. You can follow Hey Guys, It's Meg _podcast on Instagram for updates and good times. Come back next Monday where we're going to talk about the history of the locket. I'll see you on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.